the Lord. Give Him a big hand clap this morning. Hallelujah. Say to yourself, this is the day. Say, this is the day. I can hear you. Say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Say to yourself again, this is the day. I didn't say to somebody. Don't talk to somebody. Talk to yourself. Say, this is the day the Lord has made for me. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Give the Lord a big hand clap today. What a day. Alright, get your tithes out and let's honor the Lord with our tithes. Glory be to God. The tithe is not a law, it's a covenant. There was no law in the time of Abraham. People walked on covenant. The law came with Moses. So tithing is older than the law. And when Abraham gave tithe, okay. Father, we decree that the benefit of tithing will be our portion. We ask, O God, that our heads will be lifted up perpetually. The devourer is rebuked permanently. In Jesus' name. I've been through thick and thin. I've been through trying. Nobody thought I would come out strong.
forsaken, sir.
We are going to pray this morning. In Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 12, God particularly spoke about the city, which we have become the city. And he said, his eyes shall be on that city from the beginning of the year unto the end of the year. From the beginning of the year unto the end of the year. This is the beginning of the year. We're going to pray, oh God, let your eyes be upon me from this beginning of the year to the end of the year. Oh Lord, let your eyes be upon me from this beginning of the year to the end of the year. This is a pillar scripture. I feel the power of God here this morning. This is a pillar scripture that you must hold on to throughout your year. That the eyes of the Lord will be on me from this beginning of the year to the end of the year. Deuteronomy, dethrone your enemy, chapter 11, verse 12. The eyes of the Lord shall be upon, it says, a land which the Lord thy God careth for, the eyes of the Lord are always upon it, from the beginning of the year, even unto the end of the year. From the beginning of the year, unto the end of the year. Lift your right hand and say, My Father, as I begin to pray, in the name of Jesus, let your eyes be upon me from this beginning of the year to the end of the year. Open your mouth and fire prayer. Open your mouth. Open your mouth and pray. Rasta kapada radayaga. Yeah, rasta yala. Iya da 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 da. Blessed be your name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Life giver. Life changer. Jehovah. The covenant keeping God. Destiny helper, mountain mover, Jehovah, the covenant keeping God, life giver, life changer.
Lift your hands toward heaven. The Holy Ghost is here. The angels of the Lord are all over the place. The power of God is here.
Destiny helper, mountain mover, life changer.
bound and prove to the devil that you are master. Let the sick be healed, let the lost be found, and everyone hearing the sound of my voice be touched by your power. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Let me hear that amen like thunder. Let me hear that amen like thunder. Take your seat. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Okay, Acts 17, verse 8. We started a series. It's a year of preservation and generational impact. And I've been trying to expose to us all dimensions of impact before we get into preservation. And I've been handling the burdens of impact, but this morning is going to be a little bit different, so don't write a topic down until I announce it. It's going to be a little bit different. I've been talking to us what impact is. Acts 17 and verse 6. And they found them not, when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, saying, these people that have turned the world upside down and now come hither also. And I told us, you can turn the world upside down. Impact is leaving your footprints on the sands of time, leaving your signature on the document of human history. Impact can be made. Impact is living a life of contribution, not consummation. When you live a life of contribution and not consummation, is called impact. The Bible says in Acts 24 verse 5 that Paul was called a ringleader, a pestilent fellow. He was a gangster for excellence. He was a ringleader, a rioter with impact. Anywhere Paul the apostle entered, he never left it the same. It's either there's a revival or there's a riot. He leaves his footprint on the sands of time. Impact is when a man leaves a standard, sets a standard for his generation to take off from. Impact is when you turn your life of garbage into garden. When a life of garbage becomes a life of garden. A life that was a life that was, you know, pitiable becomes enviable. Impact is possible. Impact is living life at its peak and its best. Impact is when you live life at its peak and at its best. Am I talking to somebody this morning? Impact! Impact is when life is not an explanation but an exclamation. Understanding how to put pressure on yourself. A life without haste is a waste. When you think life is always there, time is always there, you will turn out as a waste. No wonder David said that the king's business requires haste. Am I talking to somebody here? You must not live life normal. You must get to a point where you are angry at average living. To miss your peak is to lose your peace. Don't be tired. Don't be relaxed. Am I talking to somebody right now? What does it mean to make impact? It means to be a sweetener, a seasoner, and a savor to your world. A sweetener, a seasoner, and a savor to your world. The Bible says Jesus was speaking in Matthew chapter 5 verse 14. You are the salt of the earth. A city set upon the hill cannot be hidden. God says you are a city. Do not die a village. God sees you as a city. Don't die a village. God sees you as excellence. Don't die as a mediocre. So what is impact? Impact is when you live your life, you exhaust it, and you live people's life and finish it. Impact is living your life and living people's life at the same time. You live your life, you finish it while still breathing. You enter someone's life, you exhaust it. The reason people lord over people is because they have exhausted their impact. They are maximizing your own opportunities. So you must understand what it takes. What God expects us to live is a life of impact. Am I talking to somebody here? What God expects us to live is what? Living a life of impact is living intentionally, deliberately, consciously. It's living intentionally, deliberately, and consciously. Without a mentality of impact, Without a mentality of impact, you are a monumental failure, a colossal disgrace, and an accident looking for where to happen. Without a tension of impact, you are a monumental failure, a colossal disgrace, and an accident looking for where to happen. An aircraft looking for a space to crash. That cannot be your portion forever. There's somebody under the sound of my voice. Whether the devil likes it or yes, by reason of your entering this year, that you have entered this year at all, I see your impact gaining momentum. When a man has no reason for living, is not fit to live. If you don't make impact, you will soon depart. If you are not making impact, you will soon depart. The angel of death moves and prowls about, placing special emphasis to take those whose life is not being fed in their generation. And I explained to us the burden of impact. I said quite a number of things. If you don't have the tape, go and get it. But this morning, and maybe next Sunday before I go into something else, I want to dwell or talk to us on the barriers to impact. The barriers to impact. The barriers. What are barriers? Barriers are resistance to progression. Hindrances. Resistance to progression. Hindrances to advancement. Punctuation to manifestations. Barriers only come. As a matter of fact, barriers are a proof that there is something good on the other side. If there is nothing good on the other side, there will be no barrier. Am I talking to somebody here? Paul was speaking 1 Thessalonians 2:18. He said, I would have come to you many times, but Satan hindered me. Why did the devil hinder him? Because the devil knows he was coming with something. In Romans 15 verse 22, he said, I would have come again, but I was hindered. In 1 Corinthians 16:9, he said, a great door and effectual have been opened unto me, but there are many adversaries. For every great door, there is a great adversary. For every great man, there is a gate man. Barriers are barriers in disguise. Barriers are barrier. A barrier is a barrier in disguise. When a barrier is not handled, extinction is possible. Satan hindered me. No wonder Jesus was speaking in John chapter 14 and verse 30. He said, the prince of this world cometh, and he has nothing in me. He has no barrier. There's no resistance in me. The Bible says in Ephesians 4 and verse 27, give no place to the devil. Am I talking to somebody here? Am I talking to somebody here? The devil is looking for lives and destinies to plant barriers and obstacles and limitations and resistance in their life. But you can say to yourself, the devil is a liar, including his mother-in-law. He can't see a barrier and put a barrier to my impact this year. Nothing can stop me from advancing. Nothing can stop me from progressing. Nothing can stop me from taking the place that God has given to me. Nothing can stop me from being in charge in my field and my endeavor. James 4:7 says, resist the devil. Resist all the barriers. Am I talking to somebody here? Am I communicating here? Barriers! Anytime you see a barrier, know there is something good on the other side. The reason the wind came against Christ in Mark chapter 4 was because there was somebody on the other side. Anytime you see a resistance, you see a battle, the more you put effort, the more Satan raises up his standard. The more you put effort, the more the devil raises up his head. It's because there is something on the other side. There is something important. That is why he's fighting you. In Isaiah 59 and verse 19, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. For when the enemy shall come like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall raise up his standard against him. God's standard is God's spirit. God's spirit is God's standard. Nahum chapter 1 and verse 9. What shall you imagine against the Lord? For he shall make an utter end. For affliction shall not rise a second time. I have come to tell you by the power of the Holy Ghost. I have come to tell you by the voice of God. As you hear the sound of my voice, every barrier to your impact, every barrier to your rising, every barrier to your lifting, every barrier to your manifestation, it goes down today. It
goes down today. Barrier goes down today. In your family, it goes down today. In your marriage, it goes down today. In your health, it goes down today. You don't serve a dead God. You serve a mighty God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. When God says yes, no man can say no. When God lifts you up, no man can bring you down. God is on your side. God is on your side. God is on your side. Whoever is on your side, lift the one shout, barrier! Go! Barrier! Go! Barrier! Go! Barrier! Go! Barrier! Go! Somebody shout fire! Yeah, 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 yeah.
Take your seat. Shaka choka choka chobaladash. Hey. Hey. There are several barriers in a man's life. There are self-imposed barriers. There are foundational barriers. And there are circumstantial barriers. There are self-imposed. There are barriers you impose on yourself by yourself unconsciously. Barriers you impose, self-imposed barriers are barriers you impose by yourself, with yourself, to yourself, for yourself, unconsciously. Those are democratic barriers. Very democratic in nature. You place them by yourself, for yourself, with yourself, to yourself. Now you do yourself. And there are barriers that are foundational. These barriers came in with you into this world. Kanimo Sagada. I was explaining to us, if you have missed the past few days of marathon prayer or prayers, you have missed a lot. I was explaining to all the people the essence of foundation. You see, your foundation is older than you. How the importance of foundation. How God was speaking to Levi in Genesis 49. And said to Levi, I think verse 5 or verse 6. He said, Levi, you will not have a portion in Jacob nor a portion in Israel. He said, by your anger, Simeon and Levi, by their anger, they slew a man. Because of this they have done, they will be divided in Jacob. They will be divided in Israel. In other words, because of this anger, because of this manifestation of a bad temperament, they will not get a portion in Jacob, no matter how they try. Jacob is a place of promise. Jacob is a place of inheritance. So they will not get a portion in Jacob. Hear me and hear me well. That was a prophetic word from the mouth of Jacob their father. He was speaking to them and telling them what shall be in the latter time. And the Bible says in Exodus 2, verse 1, he said, there came a man from Levi, and he married a woman from Levi. Don't forget, there has been a word concerning Levi. When this man married this woman, he was not aware. He didn't know there was a word that by reason of anger, they will not get a portion in Jacob, nor a portion in Israel. This man and this woman gave birth to a son, and they called the son Moses. Moses grew up innocently, never knowing there was a word spoken concerning his grandfather. There was a word spoken, and Moses was the meekest man on the face of the earth. Moses was a man who was so pious and calm. But because of that word on Levi, one time God said to Moses, he said, speak to the rock. Anger came. That anger was a generational barrier, a foundational barrier. And he got angry and said, I won't speak to the rock. He smote the rock. And because of that, God said, by reason of your smiting the rock, you will not enter the promised land, which means you will not get a part in Jacob, you will not get a part in Israel. So the word that was spoken and was spoken over him was what manifested. In Genesis 49 verse 19, the Bible says God was speaking to Jacob. He said, God
God. A troop shall overcome you. What is a troop? A troop means a legion. A legion shall overcome you, but you shall overcome at the last. And in Mark chapter 5, there was a man from verse 1 of Mark chapter 5. Jesus entered into a city called the city of the Gadarenes. In other words, the descendant of God. And there was a man who was bound with a legion of demons. Don't forget, the Bible says a troop, a legion shall overcome you. So before the legion came on this man, a prophecy had already come ahead of time. That is why I thank God for prophecy. The solution is older than the problem. And the Bible says Jesus entered the city because the other part of the prophecy says you shall overcome at the last. Your enemies may include you, but your enemies can't conclude you. And Jesus looked at the man. Why did Jesus go through all he went through just to attend to that man? It's because a word was spoken. And when Jesus looked at the demonic, he said, how many are you? He needed to identify if this was the seed of God that was spoken about. He remembered the seed of God. It was said that a legion shall overcome them. And he said, how many are you? They said, we are legion. We are a troop. Jesus said, okay, you have fulfilled your assignment. Now it's time to come out of this man, thou unclean spirit. Hear me and hear me well. There are so many of us who are battling with the powers of our foundation, battling with the powers of our altars, battling with the powers of our background. But God has sent me to tell you, by the power of the Holy Ghost, every barrier that is rising as a result of altars and foundation, backgrounds and where you come from, as you say amen, that barrier is crumbled. That barrier is crumbled. From my mouth to God's ears, everyone under the sound of my voice, what stop your father can stop here. What stop your mother can stop here. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Lift your wind, shout fire three times. Shout again. Shout again. How can you be a grown man? Nobody has felt your relevance. Moses was 3 months old when he got his mother a job. At 3 months, he employed his mother. At 90 days, they found him. And Miriam said, can I get somebody to take care of him? He employed his mother at 90. 90 days, 3 months. And you are 47, 49, 52, and your family has not felt your impact. God punish the devil. As you hear me today, anyone that says you'll be useless, right now, that person is wasted. Anyone that says you'll be useless, I said that person is wasted. Anyone that says you'll be useless, that person wasted. Some days ago, I was in the prayer session at the other church, and I lifted up a prayer that I refused to be good for nothing. And people began to pray. When the service was over, I was going through my SMS, and an SMS came from Singapore, and a young man said, please sir, this is not a testimony I can text. I want to call you. And I said, I'll oblige you to call. And a young man called me, and I had people screaming at the background. Who were those screaming? Is two sisters. And I said, what happened? He said, we hooked up to the prayer. He said, while we were praying, our phone was vibrating, but we decided to round up the prayer. When we finished the prayer, we decided to return the call. The call was coming from Igara. My auntie said to us years ago, we have gone to Singapore, but we will be good for nothing. He said, as we took up that prayer, she began to call us that she wants to confess before she died. And sir, when we called back, she has expired. Wait! That's not the testimony. The testimony is, he said, as soon as the prayer entered, the three of them got alert in their phone. Bam, bam, bam. It was not money. It was documents. After 15 years of being happen in Singapore. Now this is my shock. Why didn't one get today and the other get 2 days later and the other again next week? If it happened like that, who says it was a coincidence? How can this happen at the same time? I have come to tell you, everyone in your father's house that says you'll be useless, today they are wasted. Everyone that says you'll be useless, today they are wasted.
Take your seat.
Number one barrier
to impact: wrong choices. Wrong choices.
But the choice you make today is what makes you tomorrow. Be careful what you choose, because generations are tied to you. It is a height of scroungility, selfishness, and personal stinginess to live life with only you in mind. You do wrong things because you think you are alone, when it dawns on you that there are people connected to you. You become careful at the steps you take. You walk on practically on eggshells. Choice. In Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19, God said, I call heaven and earth to bear witness today. Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven, I call earth to bear witness. I said before you life, death, blessing and curses. Therefore, choose that you and your seed. You see that? Your choice affects your generation. In Joshua 24, verse 15, Joshua said, choose you this day who you will serve, but as for me and my... Be careful what you choose, because it will affect your household. In 2 Samuel 24, when Samuel numbered Israel, in verse 12, God said, Samuel, I will set before you 3 things. Choose one. In life, you may not be opportunity to choose too many things. So be careful what you choose. Making a choice in life is a deliberate decision. Don't let people force their choices on you. By refusing to choose, you have already made a choice. Refusing to choose, refusal to choose is a choice. Don't let people force their choice. In fact, when you don't make a choice, you will dance into people's choice. Make a choice. Everybody was following Jesus. Crowd. When he started, he prayed and deliberately began to choose those he wants to be around him. Friendship is by choice. Don't let anyone call you his friend or a friend who you have not vetted. Explain. Tell them, we are not friends until you vet it. People can't just make you their friend that they choose you. No, you choose them. Don't be in a friendship that is controlled by the next person. Be in a friendship you control. Don't beg for friendship. Anything you have to struggle for is not meant to be. Am I talking to somebody here? Every choice you make today has a solid impact on your future. Samson made a choice. A choice, rather than being the war front, was to be moving from chalice to chalice.
And he ended up making the lap of Delilah his barber shop. And that choice. When Samson was doing what he was doing, nobody said anything. Samson was moving from one woman and one lady to another until he met Delilah. Delilah was not a temptation. Delilah was a terminator. It's a choice. Eve made a choice. And that is what sin is. Eat the apple, lose the garden. Eat the apple, lose the garden. That's the definition of sin. Eat the apple, lose the garden. The choice you make, the Bible says concerning Moses, in Hebrews 11:25, he chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of Israel than the presence of sin for a season. Meaning every choice you make in life, child of God, is a choice you live on or start from tomorrow. You have to be deliberate, conscious, intentional in making choices in life. Don't make sleepy choices. Don't make choices when you are sleepy and unconscious. Be deliberate and intentional. In making choices. Am I communicating here? Make choices. Make choices. As you make choices in life, you are going to see mountains that will rise up against you. You are going to see mountains and valleys. In destiny, your beauty is in your battle. Your beauty is in your battle. It is your battle that unveils, reveals, uncovers your beauty. Make a choice. You've got to be careful. The choices you make. Life is a battle, not a playground. If you want a good destiny, everybody, can I say this to you? As we all are seated, everybody likes a new car, but the problem is the price. Can I say that again? Everybody likes a new house, but the problem, who likes a new suit? Who likes a new shoe? Oh, you don't like new things. I will like it on your behalf. Who likes a new house? Who likes a new vehicle? Who likes a new mobility? But the problem is what? The price. Make choices. Number one, the first choice you must make deliberately is your place of worship. You don't enter every church you are invited to. This is not segregation. This is not segregation. There are places that looks like where you are going. There are people that carry what looks like your future. There are places that carry what is fighting you. Am I talking to somebody here? It is deliberate. God is everywhere his name is mentioned, but he's more concentrated in some places. Am I talking to somebody here? How many of you know when you are cooking, you can perceive, when you are cooking, you are seasoning your food, you can perceive the aroma all over the house. But as you begin to go, there is a spot the aroma is coming from. There are places, that aroma enters the sitting room, enters the living room, enters the restroom. You can perceive just a tint of it. But you begin to trace, yes, there are places where it's domiciled. Am I talking to somebody right now? There are places where it's a deliberate, and don't let no devil from hell tell you there's no need to go to church. It's a satanic gospel. Luke chapter 4 from verse 16 says Jesus entered the temple, entered the synagogue as his custom was. Luke chapter 4 verse 16, and he came to Nazareth when he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day
and stood up to read. As his custom, Jesus was a committed church member. Let me tell you the dangers. Hold on. Let me tell you the dangers of people who say stay at home and worship your God. When you become a child of God, it's not about going to church. It's about being a worker in church. If you're at home, how can you work in church? How can you be a worker in church if you're at home? Can you be a choir member from house? No, let's go. Can you protocol from house? No, let's talk. Can you be a drama department from house? Can you act drama online? When you're acting drama online, you are your audience. You are your own audience. It is rebellion and refusal to be under authority that make people come up with stupid doctrines. Refusal to be under authority. Rebellion. Arrogance. Bravado. Make them just, you don't want to be controlled. You don't want to be under authority. I was telling Mama yesterday also, I said my life would have been better if I came under authority earlier on in my life. The consciousness, it has to be deliberate. Your place of worship. Jesus entered. Can you imagine? This was the Son of God. Just come from 40-day fasting. Yet you entered the synagogue. Was still under authority. Get me other translations. Let's see what the message and the TPT says. Verse 16, sir. Not 15, 16. You have started. This is a new year. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been raised, he went into the synagogue. Now listen to this. As he always, on the Sabbath day, as he always, as he always, so he was a committed church member. Bring the message translation. He came to Nazareth where he had been reared as he always did on the Sabbath day. Can you have church in the house? Yes! Church in the house is only an extension of church in the location. Church in the house, house fellowship, is only an extension of church in the location. Am I communicating here? Am I communicating? You must have a place of worship. You must have a place of worship. And you must be relevant there. To be a passive member is to pass into problems. I like what David said in Psalm 84 verse 10. This is very important. He said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tent of wickedness. In other words, I will do something. A doorkeeper. Even if it means me being a sanctuary member. Anytime God sees a man or a woman in his house and releases a blessing, God traces him to his functionality. God traces him to the place where he functions and blesses him. And not only should you be involved, you must be involved with a cheerful heart. He said, because thou will not serve the Lord thy God with cheerfulness of heart, thou shalt serve thy enemies. You must be involved with a cheerful heart, with a heart that is cheerful, with a heart that is excited and happy. You must be involved with a cheerful heart, and you must be a part of the work of the Lord. You must be active. I like what Jesus said. Jesus said, every tree that beareth fruit, he project him that he might bear more fruit. So God wants you to bear fruit as a child of God. So the first thing you must do when you come into God's house is that you must be active, not passive. Active. Number two, when you come into the house of God, after you choose your place of worship, don't forget, number one, you must be active in your place of worship. Number two, you must be ready to hear. Always
be ready to hear something new. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 1, when you come into the house of God, he said, be ready to hear than to offer the sacrifice of fools. Be more ready to hear. The problem most people have is that they don't know the power in the house of God. You don't know the power in the house of God. You don't know that the seat you are sitting on is anointed. There was a man called Jacob. One time he got to Bethel. While he was sitting in Bethel, the angel of the Lord appeared. In Genesis 28 and verse 17, Jacob said, now I know this is the house of God and the gate of heaven. In other words, the house of God is the citadel of encounter. The house of God is the place of power. The house of God is a community of excellence. The house of God is the place, the ambience of the supernatural. He was trying to tell us that when a man has so much expectation and puts value on the house of God, do you know when you place value on the house of God, even sitting on the seat, you can be healed. We have seen several testimonies of people who were mad as they crossed through the gate. Senses restored. We have seen several testimony of people that were diseased, bedeviled with all kinds of infirmity. As they crossed into the church, they were okay. No hands laid on them. Why? There is power in the house of God. Am I talking to somebody here?
There was a period in this town. It was a period of stealing. They were still going to churches, break to churches. They were still. Break to churches, carry things. And I got the information. And our church was in a tent under a bacha. I think bacha. And I called Brother Jeff. I said, leave our fans. They said, should we clear everything? They are stealing. I said, leave it. The thief that was, they've not burned that thief well. I said, leave it. Leave it. I said, we have to be careful. I said, leave it. Be careful. The word of God said, be careful for nothing. Leave it. And they caught a young man who was trying to steal one of the, one of the industrial fan. He came in there from minutes to 10 or to 11. He was trying to steal, and he was there till 5 a.m. They caught him in active service. He was glued. He was just glued. They came there to handcuff him in active service. There's no need to produce evidence. His hand was on the fan. There's no need for, where is the evidence? Here's the evidence. They carried handcuffs. There is power in the house of God. A young man was brought from Agbo. He ran mad. I was asking the parents, because I was praying, nothing was coming, so I was asking the parents, that's like 2-3 years ago. I said, what? How did he run mad? He prayed for him. We'll talk about that later. How did he run mad? We're busy talking. So, I prayed. In fact, the man was praying. The man was all over the place. And I asked the parents, what happened? He's a student of the Polytechnic. They said, he tore my poster. Madness came. Tearing posters. He lost his mind. 2 years ago. There are people who place, they see no value in God's house. That's why people can come, carry biscuit, chocolate, biscuit. Throw it somewhere. Carry sweet. Drop it somewhere. They can even be fighting. Give me a chair. Give me a chair. You carry my chair. In the place of power. In the place of power. Number one, be active. Number two, be ready to hear. Number three, understand the ministry of the prophet. Everyone who God has called to pastor you is the prophet over your life. Your prophet has what you need, but you have what his oil needs. Understanding, you see, listen to me. Even if you can't give your prophet money, please don't give him problem. Even if you can't give your pastor money, don't give him problem. Many of you don't know that when we stand before God, we are going to give account of all of you. And there are some of you, the way I'm planning your account, eh? Oh, you don't know? Hebrews 13:17.
Hebrews 13:17. Whatever I tell you in church, I'll show you from the Bible. Obey them that have rule over you. Submit yourself. And submit yourself. For they watch over your what? Your soul. That they must give account. That they may do it with joy and not grief. For it is unprofitable for you. We will stand, all of you, in the protocol. One by one, I will present you before the Lord. In the choir. In the usher department. There are some of you already have a plan. The way I will call your matter. Peace you won't give me. There are members you see, you are happy. There are some you see. It's not possible to drive people. You would have just told them, please, there's one church nearby. Go there. Grow, you won't grow. Leave, you won't leave. Okay, if you're not going, leave others, let them grow. That's how you're implicating people, transferring your bad character into people. You see that now, you have a group. You have brought clique. You have made yourself the unofficial HOD of that department. Unofficial. We have the HOD, you are the unofficial HOD. After the HOD finish meeting, you have your own meeting. Forget what it is, forget. Forget what it is, forget. You start your own meeting. You know more than everybody. Overconfidence, let me make February short. You know more than everybody. Nobody can. I'm saying the truth. We will give account. Sorry, dear. Mama said I'm attacking in February. sorry. Don't worry, attack my match. Hallelujah. Understand, there is no, see, can I say this to you? There is no prophet or pastor genuinely called of God. Don't get me wrong. There are some people that made themselves pastors. There are three kinds of call. There are those God call, there are those that call God, and there are those that call themselves. There are those God call. There are those that call God. And there are those that call themselves. So I'm talking about those called of God. There's nobody, who a preacher, who is called of God that is a bad person. If you must enjoy them, enjoy the oil they carry, understand them. Understand their temperament. If you understand them, you enjoy them. You will die for nothing, oh. If you focus on their weaknesses, you will die for nothing, and they will still be men of God. You just die for, look at me shouting on me. He will shout on you, he will still call on God, God will answer him. You will just die for nothing. You are following a pastor, and what you are checking is all the error. You are just writing names of noisemakers that nobody will flog. You will die for nothing. I'm telling you, I have been around ministers of God. I have seen some things, I take my eye, I don't want to see. What's not my intention should not get my attention. And one of the biggest problems you see around ministers, generally called of God, is assumption. You die for nothing. Hold on, let me shock you. David went into sin. Nathan came to David. You remember the story? How many of you know Nathan was a king anointed by God? He would have said, hey king, this which you have done is a sin. You know what he did? He knew the temperament of David. He said, sir, there was a man in a city. He was rich. And there was another poor man who had just one sheep. The man in the city had 100 sheep, the rich man. And someone came. So prepared dinner. He went to that man who had one sheep and killed it. King, can you imagine? King, can you imagine? Because he was a rich man. The king said, what? In this place, that man must die today. He said, sorry, sir. Sir, you are the one who... What was that? What was that? Temperament. So, when you do not understand, you're going to fall into victims. Into being a victim. So, when I saw that portion of the Bible, and every man called into any ministry gift has a temperament. Understanding that temperament helps you. I mean, I understand my father and the Lord. He doesn't like pressure. He doesn't like it. Don't be seeing him all the time. He doesn't like it. So I stay far. There are people today. The same thing, it's like marriage. To enjoy home, you must understand the temperament. People who are quarreling are fighting. That's why it's called misunderstanding. They refuse to understand themselves. I'm coming to that. But we must understand the place of enjoying and tapping the juice that is in the prophets and the pastors who have set over our lives. Understand them and sow into them. Pray for them. Take instruction. You know, it's so funny. When you hear somebody under authority will say, God told me. And God didn't tell your pastor. God left your pastor and told you. God told you. God told you. When, you know, okay. God told you. Let's leave it like that. Your choice of worship, number two. Your choice in marriage. This is a choice that can determine your impact or be a barrier. Don't marry a man. Don't marry a woman. Marry a life partner. Marry somebody in whose life you see an element of your future. Don't marry for beauty. Beauty fades. Don't marry for shape. Children will change it. Marry for destiny. Marry a lady who has a vision, a purpose, a pursuit. Not because she's fine. A woman of beauty without duty is guilty. A woman of beauty without duty is guilty. What, both of you sit down. Let us state our plan. What is our plan? What is our plan? Let him talk. What is his plan? I wrote my wife letters, several letters in 1998. There were questions she was asking, very sensitive. What is your vision? How did God call you? Tell me. So when I'm following you, I know that God really called you. He didn't flash you. Tell me the encounter of the call. Okay. Okay. When somebody says, I dreamt. And I saw something in the dream. Tell me, you better wake up. I can't build my life on dream. I need encounter. Am I communicating here? Marriage, you must be deliberate. Don't let anybody, let me talk to your married and the married. If you are married, don't let anybody pressure you into marriage. Don't let anybody use dreams to confuse you. Don't let anybody pressure you, and you don't pressure anybody into marriage. Don't let your parents pressure you that time is going. Only selfish parents will say that. If time is going, why not you bring, go to the supermarket or the Kingsway, carry a husband, buy, pay, and give her. Nobody should pressure you. And don't pressure yourself because all your mates are getting married, you want to get married. Many of them enter, they can't stay, they run out. Don't enter because all of them are entering. Many of them who are telling you, come and enter, they are not happy. They want you to come into the pain they are in. You know how many people are married today and they are dying in silence. If we do an X-ray, many wives and husbands who are sitting together now wearing anko. If we do an X-ray now and get a lie detector by them and ask them, do you like this marriage? 99% is no.
You know, as a pastor, I've seen some things in life. I told the singles one time, I've seen a lot of married people saying, oh, I wish I had time. I've seen singles say, hi, there is no time. So I wish I can bring the two of them together to talk to themselves. Singles are saying, oh, time is going. The married one say, oh, I would have waited. So I'm in between. I listen to this, and I say, no, we have to get it right. We have to get it right. Who you marry must be a deliberate and conscious choice. You must know their plan for life. As a man, never you propose until you have a purpose. Without purpose, don't propose. God gave Adam garden before he gave him wife. He gave him work before wife. All this, I'm traveling abroad. What does your fiance do? He's planning to travel abroad. Planning to travel abroad is not a work. Am I talking to somebody? As a youngster planning to marry, I was already giving mama money to keep. In thousands. To keep for me. I was checking her. Was giving her money to keep this for me. Something was coming. Everybody's married now. You know the biggest problem we have in the body of Christ now? Helper. All of us are waiting for helper. And some of us pastors are not helping it. Your helper will appear. We are sending it to idle people. Your helper will appear. I say, Amen. I catch it. Helper appearing on idle hands. Helper only come. Helpers come to help you do something. To help you on something. To help you on what you are doing. To help you. What are you doing that needs a helper? A man thinks of getting married because what he's doing has become so much, he needs a helpmate on this assignment. It's important. Can I tell this to you? I'm going to come to the married people now. Let me talk to the unmarried. Anybody you notice lies in his or her life, cut off. Don't enter into marriage with dishonesty. Lies. Even if he's broke, she's broke, he must not be a liar. Lies. You find dishonesty. Somebody who lies. Please, cut. Lie. People say men lie a lot. Men lie. It's true. Men tell lies a lot. Women don't tell lies. Women are lies. Wait! The hair on your head, is it your own? Woman, the hair on your head, is it your own? That's your face. Is that your real face? Is that your real face? Alright, the next point. Ooh. When you're married, understand that God gives you a partner to help you. God never gives you a perfect husband. Stop complaining about his character. That's why you married him. Change him. Stop complaining about your wife's character. Look at her. She's looking at her shape. She doesn't have shape. How can she have shape? Was she like this when she entered your house? Was she like this?
You want her to have shape after downloading 5. No problem. Carry the 5 children. Put them back inside her. Panepisa the way you met her. You are the reason she is shapeless. You are the reason. How can a man say the wife has no shape? A wife, you have sandpapered, panepitted from years. You expect her to be the same. Evil bread, ordinary bread. When you press it, it go enter. You press it, it go enter. And you expect a human being not to enter when they press her.
Wow.
You want your wife to have shape, is your duty. Register in the gym.
If I want to talk to my wife at times, sometimes I'll be hearing her and the trainer, they're in the gym. I say, no, it's okay. Permission granted. Go to the gym.
Let her go to the gym before she look like Amweba. Like Paramecium Codatum. Go to the gym.
That's what I'm going about. I don't know my husband. He's very useless. Any woman that comes, that's how he's looking. That's how he's looking. You are saying that we wrap around your chest and dusty powder on your neck. That's how you're going like, oh, meme. Oh, meme. Oh, meme. You dusty powder on your neck. And you tie, in this generation, you tie wrap around your chest. In this generation. He says, looking outside. Why would you not look outside? When there are people who are outside, who are ready, agents of the devil, before you blame them, check something they are doing that the man is liking. He goes to his office and he sees some small agents of the devil who carry their bum like Vespa. And that's how they are going like that. And his eye is there. And you expect him not to look when you refuse to do what you should do. Let me talk. Leave me. Sometimes I tell my wife, I say, turn around. I say, hey! Rabababazaga regege.
My God.
Let me close.
Look, anything you like in somebody, transfer it to your partner. Sometimes I'm going out, my wife, hey, stop there, remove that guy. Remove that time before you disgrace me.
I said, okay. See, this girl don't follow this color. That's my weird side. This one makes you look like old man. I said, ah. So no. I don't marry with the older. Wear this one. 90% of all the way you see me come out, she has a hand in it.
Yeah.
She wear this one like this. No. Be young in my eyes. Be young in my eyes. I've told you before, me, if I wear a woman, nobody can call my husband. Nobody. What do you carry? We are not carrying. Hey? Sometimes my wife will just come. Only allow me to talk. No best. Sometimes my wife will come to around me. She will just pass. I understand. She will pass again. I understand. So tell me, to my wife, I forget to. After 6, I see balance. Hey! I say, I understand. Should be. Who put body for impact? I said barrier to impact. Can who put body for impact part 4? I said barrier to impact. Change it now before you mislead us like Nigerian government. Okay, let me behave myself. Sorry. Please, if you are coming here for the first time, please know I am. I'm very organized, so I'm very spiritual. Don't use today to judge me, okay? Okay. Huh? No, but it's the truth. God did not give you a complete partner. A woman prepared, the husband always goes to a pepper soup joint. Always go to a joint. She go to pepper soup joint. She go to pepper soup joint. Go and eat. The woman was tired. The man will come back 11 p.m.
The woman was tired. So one day she prepared pepper soup, prepared the juice, kept it at home. The man was to go out. He said, I prepared goat pepper soup. He said, ah! He sat down. He ate the pepper soup, drank the juice, carried his key. He was still going out. So I said, ah, what do you want again? Is it not pepper soup you go and eat? He said, no, it's the gist. Look for a topic your partner like. Learn it. Your husband loves football. Learn his team. Before you think that Chelsea is dredging, learn his team. Before you think that Arsenal is Arsenal, learn his team. Know what he likes. Am I communicating here? Know what he likes. Discuss it. My wife has to learn politics because sometimes I'm talking it. Sometimes she will discuss it more than me. I say, it's okay, I want to rest. Learn it. Your wife likes fashion. Understand it so you have a discussion. Understand. Develop interest in that thing your partner likes so you can have a communication in the house. It's not every time, it's not every time you talk Bible, there are times you talk other things. No, it's the truth now. No, you want to kiss your wife, you have to speak in tongues. You walk to her. Kelebozeo. Rabba, Sege, Rabba, Sa, Saba, Rabba, Saba. There are some women that are married to men, they are just tolerating them. The man refused to learn. It's like Naba, an Abigail. 2 Samuel 25. He said to the wife, to David, he said, this man is my husband, no. But Nabal is his name. Foolishness is with him. He's a mumu man. He's a stupid man. Number 6, 2 Samuel 25:25. Nabal is his name. Folly is with him. Foolishness is with him as his name. As soon as the man died, the lady didn't waste time. She changed location. So you must understand, what does my partner like? If you have marriage, four things I have marriage. Number one, pray together. Both couples, both partners in the couple pray together. Number two, understand what each other likes. Number three, like I've always told you, understand the temperament of the gender. Temperaments are not generic. Men have their temperament, women have their temperament. Understand the makeup of a woman and the makeup of a man. Men like to be in charge. Don't argue with them. Present your facts in a very respectable manner. Men like to be in charge. Forget all these feminists. Men like to be in charge. It's a nature. Give them that regard. Treat them like kings and they'll treat you like a queen. You want to serve your husband food, you carry one dead 1964 plate with heavy rubber spoon. As if it's a wedding. Heavy rubber spoon. And rubber cup. And you drop peas on the table like sadaka. From a crocroid body. My husband, your food is there. Oh, meme. Treat him like he likes to be in charge. Men hate competition, comparison. And so women are very good. Say, my husband. Hey, my husband. God bless you. Thank God for your life. Oh. You know that my friend Agnes, the husband has bought her a car. And the husband is not even as hard working as you. Men hate that thing. Don't compare them. Let them take their time. Don't compare them. Don't tell them what's happening outside. And don't tell them, because there's so many women outside before they pick you. If you tell them what's happening outside, they will remind you that they know outside more than you. Don't compare them. Don't compare them. Number three, men do not like when you don't receive their family members. As you love them, love their family. The man is a wish. He's a wish. Papa, why are you talking about? How can I love a woman that will not love me? For one, what is going on here? Love their family. Let it be him telling you to apply caution. Let it be the husband telling you, these are my people, be careful. Don't take that decision on your own. Let him be the one telling you, I know these people, be careful. When you just sit down, you hear the mother, you hear the brother, you hear the sister, you will suffer. Hey, you go, you will suffer. They can kidnap him from home. He will just follow, your eye go clear. I like the way you shall say it, your eye will clear. All will clear. So you must be careful. For women, understand women. Every woman likes to talk. There's no quiet woman. If a woman is quiet, it's because that topic is not her favorite. Eve was looking for who to talk with. Adam was not available. Satan was available. So Eve had to talk to Satan. Women like to talk. Women are there. They want to express. How did you get your wife? You talked. How can you keep her? Keep talking. Talk. Women love to talk. That's the truth. Women love to be appreciated. Your wife will dress you, pass you 2-3 times. Talk. Tell her you look good. Talk, 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 talk. I don't know what's wrong with some men. Talk. Your wife came, she passed first time, she passed second time, she passed third time. You refuse to talk. She passed you like this. She passed you, even turn like this. Like she wants to pick something. She's not picking anything. She wanted to just view her. She turned like that's how you keep your face. Sooner, very soon. But you are going sooner. You will go soon. You will soon go. Talk! Tell her something. You look cute. This is so beautiful. Wow, this is fine. Say something for your own good. Say something! If you don't want excess pepper that evening, say something for your own good. You look one. Know how to compliment a woman. Compliment your wife. Compliment your partner. And I've told us separately, you cannot eat your wife's food and after eating it, you are licking your mouth. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you. Was it Jesus that cooked the food? The woman that cooked the food is there. My wife, this is wonderful. This is sweet. Wow. This is good. Wow. I compliment my wife at home. When I go to the altar again, we compliment each other. I say, this looks wonderful. Yeah, this looks good on you. Learn it. Develop it. Some of you are not trained. You're not trained. Baba, leave me. Wait, not wasting the person. My person go talk. They're not trained me. Now they tell me myself is fine. For what now? If it's fine, it's fine. If it's fine for yourself, you're not fine for me. If it's fine for yourself, if it's fine, it's fine. If you're not fine, it's not fine. No, you see. Most times, your parents trained you for themselves. They didn't give you that training because it was not for anybody. They were training you. Your father and mother trained you to be submissive to them. Only few were conscious of training you for the future. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, only few who are exposed and mature, like my son, for example, he has 5 sisters. And sometimes he's angry. I say, no, you don't raise your voice on a woman. It's already entering to him. Don't raise your voice. Don't do that. But daddy, look, I want it. Leave them. As you have seen them like this, they'll look for your trouble. As you grow up, they'll continue. So you just need to learn how to shift. When they're looking for your trouble, just be shifting yourself like that. Shift. Are you following what I'm saying? You train them for the future. So many times our parents didn't tell us how to do this. Some parents actually feel there are some things children are too little to be told. Not knowing that your child, what your child knows, you'll be shocked. So you got to teach them deliberately, consciously. So marriages are in disarray today because men don't know the right words. The right words. The right words. Your wife is raking, doing everything. She's talking. She sends you message. She's angry, abusive. Just send a reply. With all the insults, just send, is my food ready? She will just tire. So, oh, you want to eat? On this matter, make sure no too much salt. Oh, you think I'm joking, Abby? Buy Coke. Put it on the side. Matter don't die. But no, you want to prove. Any man who wants to prove he's a man is not a man. He's not a man. Want to prove what? She must. No. Real men take charge. They don't express anger. They walk to the woman, they take charge. Okay? I'm wasting your time now. Let me. Number four choice. Is it number four? Or number three? Four. Three. Okay. Three. Number three choice is that you must make is where to spend eternity. Where to spend your eternity. Heaven is real. Hell is real. Hell was not made for you. Hell was made for Satan and his angels. Matthew 25 verse 41. He said, the everlasting fire which was made and prepared for Satan, the devil, and his angels. But Satan doesn't want to go to hell alone. He's looking for those who carry along. Any way you live your life now is a choice. Either for heaven or for hell. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 3, everyone that has this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. You must make up. There is a life after this life. There's a life after this life. There's a life where all these glowing and glittering things will be over. When you close your eye in death, you are disconnected from this world. There's a life after this life. How you live your life now is what determines where you find yourself. Don't let anybody tell you hell is not real. Don't let anybody tell you hell is just a figment of imagination. Don't let anybody tell you hell is a mere campaign and a smear to draw people to Christianity. Let nobody tell you hell is a conspiracy theory. Hell is real. Hellfire is real. Hellfire is literal. When you die without Christ and die in sin, you are going to hell. Make a decision, a conscious, deliberate, sincere decision today to say, I will not go to hell. There are people today who are on their way. Hell! The Bible says hell has enlarged himself. Enlarged itself because every day people are trooping in their thousands to hell. In their thousands to hell. I want to make heaven. I want to go to heaven. It has to be a deliberate decision. The things you think don't matter are the things that take people to hell. In it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. In it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. Hell is real. Hell is real. Many people are there now praying that you don't come. You are seated now in this church and there are people whose anger and pain is that when they were seated like you, they should have held on to that opportunity. Hell is real. Choose not to go there. Heaven is real. Jesus said, in my Father's house there are many mansions. John 14 from verse 2. If it were not so, I would have told thee. I go and prepare a place for you. Verse 3 says, where I am, there you shall be. I will come and take you to myself. That where I am, there you may be also. Heaven is real. You are going to go to hell because of money you are stealing that you will leave behind. You are going to go to hell because of your addiction to pornography. You are going to go to hell because of your addiction to lesbianism and homosexuality. Hell is real. Even if you don't want to serve God for anything, serve him because you want to escape hell. Don't let anybody say that once you are born again, heaven is your right. It's not your right. How many of you know that you got admission into school doesn't mean you graduate? Do you know even paying your fees is not a guarantee for graduation? paying your fees is only an expectation for you to be a student. It's not a guarantee for graduation. So being a Christian is not a guarantee. It's walking in righteousness. What choice are you making by your lifestyle? You come to church, there are people you feel you cannot relate with. There are certain habits you are addicted to. There are people in church who are going to church who are still addicted to pornography. It's an addiction to them. Masturbation is an addiction. You can't go to heaven with that. There are some people that lie like they are prophesying. If they tell you good morning, look where, it can be evening. Even their greeting is a lie. What choice are you making? Be on your feet, everybody. Be on your feet. When the saints will march to heaven with Jesus as their leader, marching away like soldiers, soldiers, faithful soldiers, they're singing and rejoicing, then we hear the sinners crying. Oh no, and I know. Oh no, the sinner's voice I hear. Gone, gone, they are gone. They are gone, marching to join the glorious one. Oh no, as I know. Listen, there is nothing worth missing heaven. Nothing. Maximum, you live in this life, maximum 100, maximum 120, maximum 140. 140 years. That is a tip of the iceberg compared to eternity. Millions upon millions upon millions upon millions upon billions of years that doesn't end. You miss it because of 120 years. Some of you are not even 120, you are just under 20, under 30. There's no passion for God. I was being told that some teenagers, even when coming to church, they don't carry their Bible. Coming to church without Bible, teenagers. I was told 80% of them don't come to church with Bible. You want to be a wasted person? There's any time you need God as a teenager, you need God even more than anyone. Ecclesiastes 12:1 said, remember your Creator in the days of your youth. When the evil day come not, or the years draw nigh, when you say you have no pleasure in them. A teenager, you are coming to church, you don't carry a Bible. You have already defined your future. You have a Bible, you don't read, you don't study, you don't practice. You have defined your future. I've seen rich men in my life. I've been privileged by God to see wealthy men. Very wealthy. Very wealthy. But when death came, just took them. Like a chicken. I'm here this morning because there's a project you are pursuing. So you came to pray that project will be successful. That's fine. But after you get that project, you will still die. One day you will go. This is not a prophecy of doom, it's a reality of life. Everybody, all of us here, one day we will go. The only prayer we pray is long life and good health. There's a level a man gets old, he will be praying to go. I was in America, was it America or London? I bet I was abroad. Was it America or London? I can't remember. I was watching on TV a man who was 114 and was angry. So all his friends are gone. All his peers are gone. Even their children are gone. And why is he still here? I said, what is this? Guess what? They showed the room in Switzerland where they were giving mercy killing. In Switzerland, they showed the room. They showed the date he was going to go there for mercy killing. Because in Switzerland, they have an approver. They are formally approved. They can inject you if you want to go. The candidate in America, candidate in London, no way. So they went, they showed the room and they showed when he was at the airport. I said, wait, so this man is going to die. He's carrying his leg to go and die. What is this? I can't relate because I'm not at that age. He alone knows what. He said his friends are gone, that their children are all dead. His own children and grandchildren are gone. He said, so what is he still waiting for? He was working with a worker. He came down from the plane. They showed the room they were going to inject him to die. So a time comes when life becomes... I can't imagine myself buying my father one fine shoe, fine cloth now, and we say, oh, yeah, okay. Because life is already getting meaningless. And there are some people, they will do everything, they will kill for a handset. Some teenagers will do anything just to prove to their friends that they have arrived. You want to go to hell and prove by proving to your friend you have arrived. You must fix that hair. It doesn't matter what it costs you. Valentine is coming. You must have a vow. Even if the vow value you into hell, you don't care. You don't care. I beg you. Somebody must enjoy life. Enjoy! Enjoy! Jesus says, Paul was talking rather, he said that it is still, he that steals, let him steal on. Paul was tired. Where's your grandfather? Where's your grandmother? Where's that friend of yours? Where's that cousin? If only you could see them, they would talk to you better than I'm doing now. They'll tell you that this thing is saying now, please. You know what the rich man said? The rich man said, Father Abraham, I beg you, send Lazarus to go and warn my brothers. The rich man never had passion until he died. He never had sympathy. When he died, sympathy came. He said, let them not come here. What are you pursuing? Father, Lord, give me fruit of the womb. You have not yet cried for your soul like you cry for your miracle. Father, Lord, this is my visa. You've not yet cried for your soul. And you cry for money. All that matters to you, you are busy pursuing is political power, influence. Only God is everything. Look at what's happening in America now. Donald Trump lost the election. Many people are still crying over it. I look at them and I ask a question. I'm not angry with them. I understand with them. Because when good luck lost, I won't deceive you. I almost carried my children and myself to relocate. I sat there for 2 days. I was thinking. Look, I felt a Christian is gone. I felt we are in trouble. So I understand those who are insulting and go, oh, I do not. Look, every one of us in this church know I love Donald Trump so much. Till tomorrow. Not because he's a Christian, but because of his love for Christians. But if God gave a revelation and it came to pass, somebody is not present, would I sit to ask your father what is going on? To be crying and weeping as if he has become your God is a problem. I love him till tomorrow because of the way he loves Jesus. But for God to allow this to happen, what is God trying to tell America? It must be that when God brought a Messiah to them or brought somebody nice to them, they did not accept him, so God took him. It's possible. But now that this is before us, what is the way out? Is to hold on in prayer. To see all those who want to promote abortion and promote all kinds of transgender, God will frustrate them. It's time for us to stand. Not to sit down and be complaining and arguing. It means you don't know. You see, the true believer is the one who says, Father, let your will be done. Not arguing with the will. Because you don't even know what God is up to. You don't know if one of those people in power tomorrow is going to become the voice of the church. You don't know. You see, when we begin to understand this God, look at your beauty, look at everything. You are going to bed now. You that made up, you will still clean up. You made up or you spent hours making up. You want to sleep, you have to clean. You see the vanity? That thing you are wearing on your head, you will not be alone. Nobody is with you there. You will not remove it. Vanity upon vanity. In those days, people get old before they die. These days, people die young. Be prepared. Because of a boyfriend, you are going to hell. Because of a girlfriend, you are going to hell. You feel if you leave him, you can't survive.
How will you survive him before him? You don't have a life before him. You think if you leave her, the life is over. You think you can't leave her? A girl that's already planning to leave you. Dump sin before sin dumps in here. It's a new year, new season. Make a choice today. Today, as I'm talking today, make a choice. I will not go to hell. Anyone that continually makes you sin is helping you to apply for hell. Your friends can never give you money, but they will buy you free drink. Are you not seeing agents of the devil? Give me the money. No, take one bottle. Take one bottle. Take one wrap and be high. Take one wrap. Give me the money. I forget money. Take. Those are agents of hell. Right where you are today. You want to say, Jesus, I don't want to go to hell. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Talk to him. Friend like you. If heaven is not my home, dear Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open doors, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. This world my home, I'm just a passing through. Christ, I lay down somewhere beyond the group. The angels beckon me from heaven to heaven is not my home. Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world. I can't feel at home. Right where you are, you want to make peace with God. I want to make an intentional, deliberate decision to say, Pastor, from this day I'm making a decision that hell, I must not go there. But I need empowerment because I don't want to fall. I don't want to go back on my decision. If you're in that category, raise your right hand. I need an empowerment on the decision I'm making that heaven is my portion. I want to totally, anything left that's a struggle, I want to hand them over to the Lord. Come and meet me here. Come and meet me here. Come and meet me here. Come and meet me. Come and meet me here.
To know your way, to know your truth.
Santa Lubroko Shadabada.
Lord, I want to know you better than I know me. Teach me, Lord.
Oh Santa, cry to God.
To know you.
If you are online, if you are watching me online, you can just kneel down. If you are watching me online, all over the world, you can kneel.
and begin to make peace with God, when I begin to tell them to make declarations, you join them.
Et joignez-moi.
This life has nothing here. There's nothing in this life. Nothing in this world. Vanity upon vanity. Solomon was a man who saw everything, yet he said all is vanity. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Cry out to God.
Pleurez à l'Éternel.
From your hearts. Say after me, Lord Jesus.
Seigneur Jésus.
I surrender everything.
Je me soumets complètement à toi.
Take my struggle.
Mes débattements.
Help me.
Aide-moi.
Write my name.
Écris mon nom.
In the book of life.
Dans le livre de vie.
Help me.
Aide-moi.
To live for you.
Pour vivre pour toi.
No matter the temptation.
Quelles que soient les tentations,
no matter the trials,
quels que soient les défis,
I will not fall.
Je ne chouerai pas.
Heaven is my portion.
Le ciel est ma
someday,
portion.
Someday,
le dimanche,
I will see you face to face.
Le jour, je te verrai face à face.
In Jesus' name.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
I pray that God will empower your declaration, empower your utterances. It's a new day for you.
C'est un nouveau jour pour vous.
From today forward ever, back on them.
Toujours, vous n'irez pas en arrière.
In Jesus' name.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
Be upstanding, every one of you. I'm sure they gave you a slip. Let me see. They gave you a slip, a piece of paper. They gave you a slip. Don't go to your seat. Don't go to your seat. Don't go to your seat. They gave you a slip. Can I see it? Put your hand down. How many of you don't have a slip? You don't have a slip. You don't have. You don't have. Raise it. Okay. Come this way. Counselors. There are people here that don't have slips. Now you're going to do something. You're going to do something. You're going to just go on my right like this. 2 minutes. You're going to go back to your seat very soon. But they want to just tell you something on my right. Go this way like this. Turn and just go this way. Go this way, please. Clap for them as they go. Don't go out of the church. Just go to that edge. Counselors, you do this in 2 minutes. Clap for them as they go. It's a prophetic movement. Clapping together. Address them. That's okay. That's okay. Address them quickly. Address them quickly there. Counselors, address them very, very quickly. Let everyone stand on their feet. Everyone be on your feet. Everyone be on your feet. Everyone be on your feet. Everyone. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Counselors, you have 2 minutes to do this so they can go back to their seat. Lift your hands, everybody.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Sing like never before. Oh, I will worship you.
Lift your hands.
Oh,
a choice that's affecting me today. By your power, correct it. Anyone have made a choice in my past that's affecting my today, by your power, correct it. You need mercy, correct it. Any choice I've made that's affecting me today, Father, by your power, correct it. Go ahead and talk to the Lord. Any way I've made choice that's affecting me today, by your power, correct it. 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 House to leave. If you are sick in body, place your left hand where you are sick and raise your right hand. Now, watching around the world, you are all over the world.
Vous nous suivez dans le monde entier.
The right hand of God is power.
La main droite de l'Éternel est puissante.
Exodus 15, verse 6 says,
chapitre 15, verset 6,
thy right hand, O God, has become glorious in power.
La main droite de l'Éternel est puissante.
Thy right hand has dashed in pieces thy enemies.
La main droite de l'Éternel a dispersé ses
ennemis. Place your left hand where you are hurting.
Mettez votre main là où vous avez
and raise your right hand.
Et levez votre main droite.
If you are watching online,
et si vous nous suivez en
you
ligne,
can stretch your right hand to the screen.
Étendez votre main à l'écran.
Any device you are watching from.
Et toutes choses que
your
vous utilisez,
tablet,
votre tablette,
your phone,
votre
your
téléphone,
TV,
votre
your iPad,
votre iPad,
your laptop,
votre ordinateur.
And everyone right here, stretch your hand.
Et toute personne, étendez vos mains.
The right hand of God is power.
La main droite de l'Éternel est puissante.
I exercise dominion.
J'exerce la dominance.
Over sickness by any name.
Sur les maladies.
Disease by any name.
Sur les infirmités.
Affliction by any name.
Sur toute forme d'affliction.
Cancer, tumor.
Le cancer, le tumeur.
Fibroid diabetes.
Le diabète.
HIV, hepatitis.
Le VIH, l'appétit.
Leukemia. Growth. Myopia, hypermetropia. Cataract. Tube blockage. Ovarian cyst. Rheumatoid arthritis. Spinal cord problem. Sickle cell anemia. Fibroid. Fibroid. Fibroid.
come out in the name of Jesus.
Anything in your body that is not of Jesus,
qui n'est pas de Jésus,
I command.
Je commande.
I command.
Je commande.
I command.
Je commande.
I command.
Je commande.
Come out now.
Sors maintenant.
Come out now.
Sors maintenant.
Come out in the name of Jesus. Somebody has, there's a man in your manhood, there's this itching sensation you have been feeling for years.
It's
been on for years.
Itching.
Right now it has disappeared. There's a lady with a spinal cord problem. You cannot walk. Watching me now. There are two people with you, sitting with you. If they can help you up, rise up,
lève-toi,
and start walking. Somebody has a son that is chained because of madness.
Il y a quelqu'un qui est enchaîné.
The right hand of God is power.
La main de Dieu est puissante.
The right hand of God is power.
La main de Dieu est puissante.
We command madness
Nous
to leave.
Nous commandons la folie de quitter.
Someone has a womb that children die.
Quelqu'un a le ventre dont les enfants meurent.
You were pregnant.
Vous êtes enceinte.
9 months.
9 mois.
They brought out the child dead.
Et les enfants.
You were pregnant again.
Vous êtes enceinte encore.
1 year after the first one.
Et un an après.
Died.
L'enfant est mort.
It has happened. Dead children, dead children.
Les enfants morts nés.
Where are you?
Vous êtes où?
If you're in this place, I want to see you.
Je veux vous voir.
It happens. It happens. Dead. Where are you? I speak healing to your bodies. Every one of you is healed.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Clap your hands and take your seat for 5 minutes.
Hallelujah.
Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. The one that you have saved has come to worship you. Keeping God, I give you all the praise. Adonai, 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 Adonai. The one that you have seen has come to worship you. Adonai, Adonai. The same problem. You lost children in your womb. How many?
6.
You?
3.
Who lost 2? You lost 2. And 7 miscarriage. I saw something that happened twice. You lost 2, you miscarried 1. The 6 died in your womb. Oh, 5 died in the womb. You operated 1. Wow. Are you still married? Where's your husband? Go and come. Go and come.
Hallelujah.
But there's somebody I'm looking for amongst you. had an attack on the hand. On the hand. You had an attack on your hand. Come this way, you are the one. Eh? You have an attack on your waist. What she says is correct. Six. So you don't, you have now or you don't have at all? You have one. What is the one? How old is that one? 12. Do you worship here? For how long? They are members. What department are you? Altar decorator? You just join us, sir. When? Today is the first time of Ruby with the ushers.
Hallelujah.
You see the importance of being. I don't know the mind of God, but maybe that's part of why God did what he did. So that's a part of why God singled that out. Sometimes you must be strategically located. It's not, see, the man that was here at the gate of Beautiful, one of the advantages he had was that he was at the gate. He was where he could be seen. Was strategically located, and that's why God picked him out. Woman, stand up, stand up. Stay, I'm coming to you. Are you married? Where is your husband? You love your husband very much. You love your husband very much. You love him very much. Where is his photograph? Bring it, there's something I want to find out. Hallelujah. God is a miracle worker.
Hallelujah with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah with God.
Traditional wedding. Since 2009, 4th October. There's another woman. I'm seeing a woman, a girl. She's not advanced. It's a lady. Why are you looking at me like that? I'm seeing your husband with a lady. Can I pray? The lady's mother is the mother is the mother is, if our people come to her, people come to the mother for her to do things for them. She's so powerful that people will come in the Daboli, people will come to her. She's the one that will give them. So your own now is already sealed. She has handled it because she wants. Now you married a very good man, great man, but what is working now is Daboli. It's not him. This is not the person you married. So we're going to pray. Hey, listen, I don't give bad prophecies, okay? There must be a solution. Okay? So God is going to intervene. I see the man in the red, come here. I see an assignment that God sent you, but the battles in your family is so much that they say you can't go for that assignment. That's why you come here. That's why you come to see me. A person appears to you and says you come and see me. You have what? The person appears to me in Cameroon and says, you come and see me.
But I saw that now. The altars in your father's house will not want you to fulfill the assignment God has given you. The younger man blew this guy. Why are you looking at me like that? Stop. Why are you looking at me like that? Why are you looking at me like that? You don't believe what this thing that's happening? You don't believe what's happening? Come. He's looking at me like... Who is Vivian? Is your wife? Yeah, Vivian. You know him? Is your husband? Who is blessing? I'm hearing blessing. Huh? Your first daughter. Her name is Blessing. I don't like the way you're looking at me now. Like, lift your hands. What's David? Who's David? Your last born. Who's Victor? The first son. Now, let me pray for you. Eh? Who was this? This woman? Okay. Give us a hold. I'm coming back to her. Now let me say this to you. In the realm of the spirit, can I tell you what I'm saying? All your goods, all your wealth is kept somewhere. Now, look at this. Look at what I'm seeing in the realm of the spirit. Huh? Look at me. I'm seeing the realm of the spirit. There's a declaration from hell that they will allow you start life. They will allow you struggle. They will allow you invest. But when it is time to stop you, that when it's time to enjoy it, wait. Kalamasati. Look at this. Do you know rice? Rice. Lots of rice. Rice. Plenty of rice. Kept on a place. This is you. Or that for. They kept. Now this one, this is container on the sea. Container on the sea. You have some containers that you, I don't know whether you imported them, I don't know whether you ordered them, but I'm seeing them in the sea. A group of boys is holding your containers and say they will not release. Huh? What is Ikimi? 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 Is your father? Ikimi? You came with him? You know him? Come on, come. But by the power of the Holy Ghost. Now listen, no, let's talk. Let's talk. What do you think I want to say? Why are you laughing now? What do you think I want to say? So you feel you know me already? I do not, in case you are here for the first time, to pray for people, I don't collect money. It's free. But if it happens, you don't use your sense to appreciate me. It's up to you. Who's laughing? I'm laughing at them. No, I want to see me. If you're here for the first time and you can be patient for another one, they'll give you an appointment. You will see me. It's not a problem. I'm not impossible to see. If you're just coming here, meet Pastor Yari or meet any of the pastors. Pastor Erin, Pastor Flourish, if you want to see Papa, they'll give you an appointment. You'll see me. It's not a problem. If you are led to sow a seed by the Spirit of God, it's okay. But if I pray for you and you see things happen and you don't use your sense to come back and say, Papa, before, no, it's going to be released. But what are you going to do for the Lord? Not me, the Lord. Put that in your heart. Put that in your heart. You came with him. Father, in the name of Jesus, you're a good man. You're a very good man. You're a good man. And because of your good heart, heaven is going to answer your prayers. Father, all his wealth that is held, we command them release. We command them release. We ask you to give him a testimony and a new song in Jesus' name. Congratulations to you.
a Kirika? Who is a Kirika? If that's your name, can I see you? Who is a Kirika? Forever you will be. You had a dream, 29 February, and I asked you to come. It's okay. It's okay. Stand up. Hallelujah. You didn't come to this world alone. You didn't come alone. I'm seeing several. Stand up. Who is screaming? What's the problem with her? What is the problem with her? Oh, Ibeji. What's that? Ibeji. That's your father's name. Come. I see. The man in white kaftan. The blue face mask. What's the matter? What's the matter? If only we can. Please, if it doesn't concern you, wait. Wait. Those of you here, hey, look here. You know what you are doing now? It's very childish and disorderly. It's not your business. What's happening there is not your business. It is those who are there that should be bothered. You face here. Don't be bothered. So face this way. Woman, the hand of God is upon you. The Lord is going to set you free. Woman, your mouth. Are you hearing me? Your mouth is a problem. This is your mouth. Say after me, say this is my mouth. You will no more put me in trouble. Say, this is my mouth. This mouth. You know, God loves you so much. And God has been helping you. God bring... I'm not seeing you married. I'm seeing... Can I talk? I'm seeing a man, and I see something happen. I see a separation between the both of you. And the major complaint is what you say, how you address it. You want me to go ahead? Something happened because I'm seeing that man with somebody now. And because of that, after waiting for some time, you decided you have to move on with your life. People come, go, come, go. There's one I'm seeing now. In fact, the last one that left complained that the way you talk to him, the things you say. But now we're going to pray. You think I'm... Who has a pen on the paper? Great and mighty is the Lord. Anything that is not of God. You know what? What's inside her? What is inside her that makes her say the wrong thing? It's a venom. Once anybody wants to settle with her, the thing will just come like it's injected into her. Boom! She just has said the wrong thing. Ouch! Come out! You're free.
one with you now. That's the man in your life now. I see him wearing uniform. He's a colonel. Now, open your hand. Are you together? Mighty name of Jesus. Let him be free. Every power that is not of Jesus, out of him. Out! Be free. Restlessness is out of his body. Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Wait for me. Sir, some time ago they gave you something. Can you hear me? Are you hearing me? Do you hear English? Huh? Are you here alone? You came with somebody? You come with person? Who is the person? Where? Sometime, I see you sometime back, you went somewhere and they gave you something. Can you hear me? And that thing that is supposed to be used like protection is now fighting the family. Blessed be your name. Can you just come clean this whole thing? Come clean up this. They're twins. Wow. Clap your hands for Jesus, everybody. I said to him that sometime back he went somewhere and they gave him something. The thing that is supposed to attract good is what is attracting disfavor. Are you following me? Come close. Can I pray for you? Can I pray for you? Lift your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak his deliverance. Everything that God has not planted, I command it to be uprooted. Whatever is working against you, I nullify its power. I nullify its power. Be free. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hold on. Hold on. There's a lady. Let's pray for your husband. His name is Peter. There is problem in the stomach. If you do not pray for him, he may not survive. His name is Peter. There's attack in the stomach. Your name is Juliana. His own name is Peter. Let's pray for him so that God will heal him. Take away the trouble in his stomach away. God will take it out. And you'll be free. If that's you, come over. I can see him walking my favor. I can see him. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If your name is Kasim, come here. I'm hearing Kasim. Shh. Hold on. I'm hearing Kasim over there. Is it you? Come here. Don't say anything. Just be quiet. It's all of you. Sit down. Sit down. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Where do you live? This woman wearing yellow. Where do you live? Where do you stay? Ouchie, Winners Road. What do you do? What did you do to your auntie? If I ask you a question, if you don't know it, don't lie. Huh? You don't know what you did to your auntie. Stand up. Your auntie. You know chicken. You know what they call. You don't know chicken? Okoko. What do you mean you don't know chicken? Who doesn't know chicken? You know chicken? I saw fowl, eh? Fowl. You know fowl? I see fowl.
Are you listening? That somebody is cutting their neck. That as these fowl are dying, children die. Huh? Two of your children are dead. One died last month. Come here. Come, sir, come. Come this way. No, go outside. It's not you I'm saying to come. Go outside. Leave him, sir. Where do you stay? Port Harcourt. Woman, go back. Go back. It's your husband. Am I carrying your husband away? I'm not a kidnapper. Go back. If I need you, I'll call you, okay? Relax. You stay where? Port Harcourt. You stay in Port Harcourt. Oh. If you are a woman of man, what can I do for you? If you are a pastor, you raise your hand. Say this after me. Members will not kill me. Sir, members want to kill you. You're a pastor? Members want to kill you. There are two people I'm seeing. I'm seeing a woman and I'm seeing a young girl. Wife, come. Member want to kill you. This is not your size. You are bigger than this. You have flesh than this. Eh? Member. Do you understand what I'm saying at all? Do you understand totally? You are not well. It is members that want to kill you. It's not your family. It's not your people. It's members. They poison you. Are you together with me? You see, you love people, eh? You love people than yourself. In fact, this sometimes is a quarrel. Your wife will say, it's okay. You say, no. I must do this. I must take care. So it's now the goal they are using against you. If you are a pastor, raise your right hand. Say, members will not kill me. Sir, come. Now I'm, by the Spirit of God, I'm involved. And God is, listen to this. God is going to kill who wants to kill you. See, it's not hospital. This is not hospital matter. If you like, go to any hospital. Eh? 3 weeks in the hospital. It's not hospital matter. This one is spiritual. But by the power of the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to pray for you. God is going to restore all that they took from you. And the person who did this, they think they fired that you will go to them. Father, in the name of Jesus, set him free. Make him whole. Heal. Jesus' name is free. The mighty name of Jesus. Wave your hands. What's the matter? Why are you? Oh, they are sisters. Adonai. Woman of man, what can I do for you? Come. Adonai. The one that you have saved has come to worship. Check your body if I pray for you. If you are watching online, let them get the numbers on the screen. Begin to send an SMS to that line now. If you are sick in body, the healing power of God is touching you. It's coming upon you right now. God has healed you, has made you whole. Examine yourself and see what God has done. Examine yourself.
Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name. Come. When I heard Kasim, I had the Lord said, break the yoke of death. I heard Kasim, and I had the Lord said, break the yoke of death. Right now in the name of Jesus. This is our Ebenezer period. Ebenezer means God our helper. Israel was in bitterness because there was no helper. 2 Kings 14 verse 26. There was no helper until helper came. They were in bitterness. Their life was bitter. God wants, for the Lord saw the affliction of Israel, that it was what? It was what? Very bitter. For there was not any shut up, nor left. Why? Nor any helper. This week, take helpers. I command that let it be returned. You got to be serious with God. Are you listening to what I'm saying? You have to be very, very serious with God. God Almighty will confuse and frustrate the device of the crafty. Jesus' name.
Amen.
I serve you. I speak freedom wherever you are. Clap your hands for the Lord if you will, please.
Hallelujah.
9, 10, 11, 12. Ebenezer. 9, 10, 11, 12. On the 14th of February, my Father and the Lord will be here live.
Hallelujah.
It's a Sunday morning. Sunday morning. Sunday morning. I was asked, you hear me talking, you keep quiet. I was asked, you know, they ask you, say, okay, this whole program, choose the day you want me to come. I will choose the celebration day. I will choose, but that's the one that, you know, it's on the 14th in the morning. It's exceptional. Everyone who has had asking me, you mean he's coming in the morning? I say yes. Sunday morning, I say yes. See, what did you do? And it's not me, it's his favor. It's Sunday morning. I mean, I'm getting calls. Say, did you say during the week? I say no, Sunday morning. Say, Baba is coming Sunday morning. I say yes. Sunday morning. Baba is coming Sunday morning. I say yes. Say, how? It's favor that found us. So all of you are intending to go for Valentine is cancelled. Cancelled. Love is every day. Show love every day. There are no special days for love. Amen. For every Omega child, that's our Valentine. That's our Valentine. How are you? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, touch him. Make him whole. Where's the Father? Savior. He's free.
Amen.
Jesus' name. Wave your hands, everybody. Whoever is doing this, next time try and reduce my picture. Let my picture be a little bit smaller. Eh? Very important. In the name of Jesus. King of the remember them. Surprise them. Jesus name. Jesus name. Be healed. Jesus name. Jesus name.
The one who loves you, me. You are.
it's important that you start connecting yourself via sacrifice. Get the account information on the screen. Media, get the accounts on the screen. Everyone who is watching from around the world and you want to connect, media, put the accounts on the screen. I don't do this, but I'm giving you opportunity. Everyone watching from around the world, get yourself connected. I'm sowing a seed. I'm connected to the coming of our Father the Lord. If it can be 100 million, can be 1 million, can be 2 million, can be whatever. Get a sacrificial seed and connect to that. Amen. I told Pastor Yare, I don't want this altar. I don't want Baba to see this altar. Okay? It's nothing. 1.5, 2 million, this can be changed. So I don't want this. In fact, I don't want to see this altar by next week. Are you happy the way this church is beautiful? So this altar should not be here. Okay? Can be changed. So I don't want this thing here. But there's something tangible I'm going to do for our Father. It's possible. You can reach out, to our telephone lines and tell them. Be able to be a blessing. Father, I decree in the name of Jesus, as they do this, may their heavens be open. May grace announce them. In Jesus' mighty name. Next Sunday, you're going to come with it. Please obey. Obey. The hand of God be upon you. A blessing and a blessing and a blessing. Jesus' name. God bless you. Yes, Pastor Yari. You have dropped his own. Come. You have dropped yours. And take grace upon you. In Jesus' name. Alright. When you do it. May the Lord honor you and your wife. And you have his son. When you do it. Amen. I said amen. Do you love Jesus? You will make impact. Alright. Hold a seed in your hand. Everybody be upstanding. Hold a seed in your hand. Hold a seed in your hand. If you are a partner, the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. In Jesus' name. If you are a partner, come cast your seed. Bring the partnership this way. Come cast your seed on the altar here. Only partners. Partners. Partner, cast your seed here. All. If you came late, you've not dropped your tithe, please come forward and drop it over there. Drop it on my right hand side. Every other person, lift up your seed. If you came with a prophetic seed, you say, I came here to connect to the grace of God here. You can cast your seed on the altar. Only partners cast theirs on the bowl. OBI ICC Training Center is still on. Make sure you get yourself connected. Iyereku, see your house fellowship supervisor for a brief meeting after service. All drama members, please, don't step out until we close. It is against what we stand for. Nobody. Don't step out until we close. All drama members should wait immediately after the close of service for a brief meeting in the first protocol stand over there. Evangelism the past. I'm going to see the choir for 5 minutes at the end of service. Your offering is... Why are you clapping? Name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I've been through thick and thin. I've been through trials. Nobody thought I would come out from. To suit me all in the midst of them all.
Give me victory in the midst of a battle city. The Lord keep you. This week will open up for you depths and dimensions of favor. It is well with you on our side. In Jesus' name. My head is a good head. My life is a good one. Angels shall fight for me. Greatness on my side. Goodness shall follow me. No matter what the matter is. Preservation.